Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, you know, I got my statement, and I'm not too sure what this is all about. I'm getting charged, you know, $39.89 for this on my credit card. Could you tell me, my name is Samiano, Samino, that's my last name.
All right, so that's no problem. I'd be happy to assist you today. And may I have your zip code, please?
96746.
96746. Okay, just a moment. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
236 Kamalu Road, Kamalu Road, Kapa. K-A-P-A-A in Hawaii.
All right, thank you for the information. So it shows that you have our Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app that helps use real food to boost energy, cut sugar carb cravings. And how this did happen, you did purchase an entry ticket for our sweepstakes for our Dyson vacuum. We offer other various prizes, iPhones, iPads, etc. And with the payment you made to enter the sweepstakes, that payment also enrolled you into our monthly meal plan subscription, and an email was sent with a link for the app verifying this information as well.
So what did I purchase?
So you purchased an entry ticket for our sweepstakes, but what goes along with the sweepstakes that you entered is a meal planning app that offers different recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy.
How come I'm paying $39.89 every month?
That is the monthly recurring charge of the meal planning app. That's how much it is every month. So it's $39.89 a month if you did want to continue.
Could you cancel me that, please?
No problem. So I definitely understand you're wanting to discontinue. We are offering a discounted rate of $20 a month for the meal plan. Would you possibly be interested?
No, I just want to cancel the whole thing because I'm not interested in those things.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. So what I can do, I can go ahead and submit the cancellation of your account. This will prevent any further charges. So allow me just a moment to place on a brief hold to submit the cancellation, and I'll be back to provide you the confirmation for the cancellation today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Please hold, and thank you as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding. So the account has been successfully canceled at this time. And I can go ahead and provide you with your confirmation if you have something to write with.
Go ahead.
All right. The confirmation is going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
920.
920.
036.
036.
088. And I'm going to repeat it just to make sure you have the number. It's C as in Charlie, 920-036-088.
Okay. Yeah, I got that. Is there any way I can get a refund for that? Because I haven't received anything.
Now, the charge is going to be a valid charge, but what I'll offer to you as a courtesy, you know, to work something out in regards to a refund, I can go ahead and offer a courtesy refund of 75%, which will be in the amount of $29.92 that I can submit up, and it will reflect within the estimated 3 to 5 business days, but of course it can post before that time frame.
Okay.
Okay. So give me just a moment to go ahead and submit up the refund, just a moment.
Okay.
All right, so the refund has been submitted again in the amount for the $29.92, which will reflect within the next few business days. And I also did submit the cancellation for you today, so there won't you don't have to worry about any charges being made from this point, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. You're most definitely welcome. And again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day as well.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.